All right, let's move on here to talk about kids and debit or credit or prepaid cards. And joining us right now is Joseph Hostetler. He's from Insider. Joseph, thanks for hopping on the line with us today. Oh, let me hit the button. There we go, Joseph. Thanks for coming on.
Okay, thanks for the invite.
No problem. And I turn your mic on. That certainly helps on out. Okay, how early is too early for kids? I guess it's obviously an individual decision, but where do we start seeing parents start considering getting kids a prepaid card or a debit card?
Well, there are some age limits that are exacted upon a lot of the debit and prepaid cards. But the answer for as far as parents considering getting one of these for their kids is as soon as possible. A lot of products you can open as soon as 5 years old.
Whoa.
And, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say 5 years old. That seems pretty early to me, but I'm not a parent. What are the advantages of doing it that young?
Well, both the debit and prepaid cards, they help kids to understand, the value of money and the importance and the effectiveness of spending below their means. And just, depending on what product you open, they might even experience the consequences of overspending. And those are just lessons that cannot be ingrained in a child soon enough.
Amen. And I'm all about trying to teach kids as young as you can. I imagine parents just have to kind of figure out what their best options are. And it's this debit card versus prepaid cards. And before we get into those two, are just credit cards out of the option? Like, you don't want to give a kid access to the credit, even if it's tied to your account? Or is that part of the equation too?
I'm so glad you brought that up, because that is the key here. You should get a credit card for your child as soon as possible. There are a lot of banks like Chase, Capital One City. There's no age limit on an authorized user for a credit card. And you can sign your child up, cut it up into a million pieces, and their credit will adopt your good habits. So once they become 18 and they're able to open a credit card, they have amazing credit. And I wish I knew that when I was a little bit younger. I would have prodded my parents.
You mean like right when they're born? I mean, you could still be in the hospital signing them up and make them an authorized user?
That's right. I have a little daughter that's due in 2 weeks, and I cannot wait to sign her up for a credit card.
I'm not laughing at your intent. I just find that I love that that's what you're looking forward to. You know, it's interesting because when I did a full run of my credit, I was looking and I thought I had been defrauded, because I was like, what is this account that opened when I was 8 years old? I mean, they're making all their payments. And then I asked my parents, and of course they had done that. And that was in the 90s. I was so glad that they had the foresight to do it. So credit cards right away. What about the actual spending of a debit card versus a prepaid card? What are you thinking there?
Yeah, well, they're very similar. I mean, a debit card is linked to a checking account, and a prepaid card is not. It's basically just a card that you can load money onto. And they're both, they're very similar. They work the same way at checkout, by immediately depleting the available balance. So there's no borrowing involved like there is with a credit card. So, kids learn real fast that, if they spend too much on vodka one day, they might not have enough for their Marlboros the next day.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good lesson. There's other lessons to be learned there, too, from vodka and Marlboros, but we'll leave that for other folks. What are some of the pros with debit cards? Obviously, that the accounts can kind of grow with them, but as you said, that there's the overdraft fees, but maybe that's part of the whole equation.
I really think it is. I mean, a debit card is more of a glimpse into adulthood for most kids, especially if they're old enough to have a job. And they can receive direct deposit, and they can transfer money into a savings account if they want. And yeah, it might not sound like positive, but if they're subject to overdraft and insufficient fund fees, that can be a lesson so jarring that hopefully it only has to happen once.
As for prepaid cards, I know that there's a lot of tools that parents can have on those to turn them on and off. So maybe it's a determination of how much, that age that kid is, or their maturity level, because you might be able to have a little bit more control with one of those prepaid cards. Am I reading that correctly?
Yes, that's absolutely right. There's a lot of tools available for debit cards as well. But as you say, to be able to turn a card on and off, to be able to restrict certain merchants even, all kinds of things that prepaid cards offer that debit cards do not.
Yeah, that's great. Joseph, I wish we had more time, but we don't. So get a credit card the moment your kid is born. And congratulations to you, by the way. We wish you and mom luck. And then as you go through life, pre-K paid and debit cards are a good option. Joseph, have a good one, okay?
Thanks very much.